There's nothing quite like a great parade, is there? There's nothing quite like standing out in the street and watching as the procession goes by, maybe cheering, maybe even marching along if it's that kind of a parade. And if there's one thing for which this fine city of Pasadena is most renowned, certainly it is our parades. Of course, the granddaddy of them all, the most famous parade in this city is the Rose Parade. The most famous not only parade, but that also features political leaders like our mayor of Los Angeles, or at times even a president. This is when President Eisenhower was a part of the Rose Parade. The two schools that have made it all the way to the Rose Bowl are celebrated. One year, Knox had reserved seats over on Sierra Madre, and one of the male cheerleaders for one of the schools came up and gave Lucy, our daughter, a rose. To be touched by greatness. The top marching bands from around the country are featured, and cities and organizations compete to display the most creative, beautiful, and innovative floats. Winners are announced before the parade, and then banners are carried in front of the floats proclaiming their victory. It's a parade of winners, winning teams, bands, politicians, and floats. But the Rose Parade is not the only parade in Pasadena. No, back in 1978, a group of friends thought, what if in place of all the formality, tradition, and respectability of the Grand Rose Parade, what if we held a parade instead that featured the absurd, the garish, and the haphazard? What if instead of regal horses, we had basset hounds? What if instead of painstakingly crafted, lavishly rendered, technologically innovative floats like a dragon with smoke billowing from its nose, we'll have a dragon made of aluminum cans and plastic bags on a pickup truck? What if instead of winning politicians like Mayor Garcetti, pictured here in the Rose Parade, we'll feature colorful no-names? I don't know who this person is. Pasadena's whimsical doodah parade is in its 40th year. Then there's the annual Black History Parade, a festival in Northwest Pasadena, now in its 36th year. I have marched in this parade myself as a member of the city's clergy. The Black History Parade also has marching bands and civic leaders, though with a local and inclusive feel. You don't have to have won some big band competition to march in this parade. This parade celebrates Black history, a history too long marginalized in this country. And finally, there is the annual Palm Sunday Peace Parade, which takes place this afternoon, where marchers walk together with signs calling for peace, as so many did yesterday around the country. The Palm Sunday March ends at Paseo Colorado for a worship service and rally, and this year's theme is Martin Luther King Jr.'s Poor People's Campaign, a call to end poverty back in the 1960s and today. Pasadena is a city of great parades. Now, if you were to ask Jesus and the disciples, what was the city that hosted the greatest parades back in his day? The answer would be a no-brainer. Of course, it was Jerusalem. Jerusalem, after all, the great Jewish temple was in Jerusalem. So three times a year, Jewish people from all over the region would come to Jerusalem, and brother, could they have some great parades. During the week of Sukkot, for example, there was a daily parade. The priest would exit the water gate of the Jerusalem temple to great fanfare. He would carry a golden pitcher and be accompanied by musicians like trumpet players and flutists. Crowds would carry palm branches, and they would follow the priest and the musicians and others marching, and they would march on the road and cheer. The temple priest would go down to the pool of Siloam, and he would then fill the pitcher with water and process back. And as he did, people would shout or sing the Hallel, which included the words of Psalm 118, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. When the priest made it back to the temple, he would pour the water over the altar and lift his hands to show that it was done. This daily parade of Sukkot celebrated the power and authority, the life and vitality of the temple and its leaders, the priests. There was, however, another parade that took place in Jerusalem each year, argue Bible scholars Marcus Borg and Dom Crossum. This parade took place over Passover, a time when the Jewish people recalled the story of their captivity in Egypt. And during Passover, a spirit of rebellion could emerge. The Jewish people, in recalling and retelling that story of how the Jewish people were liberated from bondage in Egypt, might well say, hey, what if we staged a little rebellion today? What if we rebelled against Rome the way our ancestors did against Egypt and broke free from this occupying power? And so to help quell this spirit of rebellion, these scholars argue there was another parade in which Pilate on horseback would march along with Roman soldiers through Jerusalem to show them who was really in charge. There would be cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets, weapons, banners, golden eagles mounted on poles, sun glinting on metal and gold, with Pontius Pilate leading the way. Such a procession called to mind Roman victory parades with Caesar riding on a chariot. Caesar was referred to as the Son of God. Such parades were designed to say Rome and its emperor are the ultimate power here. But then we read in Mark's gospel of yet another parade. It took place in Jerusalem one year on Passover. For this parade, there were no officially sanctioned temple priests participating. There were no Roman representatives on horseback, not Herod, the Jewish puppet ruler under Rome, nor the governor Pilate, and certainly not the great Caesar himself. There were no elaborate chariots or floats, but some preparations were still required. A donkey, a colt, was needed, Jesus said. And why? Well, such an animal would call to mind the words of prophet Zechariah. That prophet had said a king would come to Jerusalem humble and riding on a donkey. This king, Zechariah imagined, would bring down the chariot and war horse and would banish war from the land. Once the donkey was acquired, Jesus sat on it like the king of peace the prophet foretold, and together with his disciples, he processed in Jerusalem like he was some victorious king. Crowds threw down their coats before him and shouted, "Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David." Only this king had no army, no soldiers, no horses. He had just some poor fishermen and tax collectors and children marching alongside him and a humble donkey for a mount. He had no sword, just crazy commitment in the power of love and a willingness to follow through on love's demands, even if it took him to the cross. He was celebrated by his disciples and others like Jesus was a temple priest. They carried palm branches and shouted, "Hosanna," but no priestly establishment of Jesus' day had ordained him. The temple priests would call, in fact, for his crucifixion, for this Jesus had the audacity to tell the temple priests how they should run the temple, to tell them to banish the money changers and dove sellers, to tell them God's temple should be a house of prayer for all people, not a den of robbers. But still the crowds treated Jesus like a king and a high priest that day in Jerusalem at the Jesus parade. So, friends, one final modest query for this Palm Sunday morning. Amidst all the parades that are out there, amidst all the parades through history, what parade finally captures your heart? What parade makes you get up early and bring out the family to stand on the road, to stand with others and cheer, maybe even to march along if it's that kind of parade? What parade makes you want to sing along, makes you want to say, "This is my parade, I'm a part of this"? What leader, as they pass along before you, maybe in a car or on a float or in a chariot or on horseback or maybe on a donkey, makes you want to say, I am with them. The way of life, their values, who they are, the world they represent, I want to be a part of that. What parade captures your heart? What parade makes you say, that is a world I want to be a part of. I want to march along. What parade gives you just a glimpse of the world as it could be if God's reign of peace, justice, righteousness, and love was truly here in full? What parade has captured your heart? And do you dare follow where that parade might lead? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.